Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I've said this many times. If the president listens to the commanders on the ground and our diplomats in the region, makes a decision, I'll be there to support him. Success in Afghanistan is critically important. Clearly, the success that General Petraeus outlined is, in fact, a success. We're getting there. But we've got an awful lot invested here. And I'm concerned about any precipitous withdrawal of our troops that would jeopardize the success that we've made.
That's House Speaker John Boehner voicing his concern about the president's plan to draw down troops from Afghanistan. And that's where we start this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show, Afghanistan in the Focus. You're welcome to join us at 800-510-8255. We review a lot of radio programs and hosts, that sort of thing, including this excerpt from Joe Scarborough's program on MSNBC. He and Mika Brzezinski talked to Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and war veteran Wes Moore about Senator McCain's attack on Manchin for agreeing with the president about bringing our troops home.
Senator John McCain, a bit of a personal attack on you for saying what most Americans have been saying. What are people in West Virginia telling you about this war in Afghanistan?
Joe, let me just first say I have utmost respect for Senator McCain, the sacrifices that he has made, the service that he's given to our country. He's right. I don't have the experience he's had. What I do have, like most West Virginians, a little bit of common sense, and enough's enough. I've been around my state. I've been overseas twice in 2006. I was there as governor to thank my troops, National Guard, for the job they were doing. I went back in 2011. As United States Senator, I did not see improvement. If anything, I saw deterioration. I came to my own conclusion after I had listened to an awful lot of people. I've spoke to the generals and Eikenberry and all the people in charge, and I just came to the conclusion we can no longer continue to spend the billions. We spent $443 billion to date, on track to spend another $485, and we've got to tell West Virginians and people around this great country that we can't help their road situation or their bridges or their water or sewer, or their children or their seniors or anybody else. It's just not right.
And you know, Mika, whether you're talking about West Virginia, whether you're talking about across America, we're cutting education, we're cutting infrastructure, we're cutting R&D, all of these cuts at the same time that we're spending $2 billion a week, at least in Afghanistan, and then we're spending in Iraq, and then we're spending in Libya, the numbers just don't add up.
And, Senator, I'm wondering if you would like to hear from the president a connection between the expenditures abroad and the emphasis on the wars abroad and perhaps a renewed focus here at home. Would you like to see him do that math?
Mika, what I really like to see is a clarity of a change of mission back to a war on terror. I think we have proven you can hide. However long it takes, we'll find you. We've done that with bin Laden. And basically, we have the greatest military fighting machine in the world, the greatest special ops people that you ever could imagine, and I've been able to witness that. So I just think that we can do our job and say, wherever you go, you know, I think by all accounts, I've heard you and Joe so many mornings talk about maybe we have 50 to 100 al-Qaeda. That's what I've heard. We don't really know the troop strength or the strength of our enemy. As far as Taliban, it could be anywhere from 5 to 30,000. But yet, as you saw the numbers on that you posted, there are 100,000 Americans, billions of dollars in commitment. Let's go back to the war on terror. Let's go wherever terrorism may be and the people that do us harm or wish to do us harm and go after them. Take care of America. Rebuild America. We need to rebuild America. And I'm just concerned that we're getting there, you know, just very, very concerned about the conditions of America right now and my West Virginians.
You know, Wes, this war was a war against terrorism, a war against al-Qaeda. At some point, it stopped being an anti-terror campaign and started becoming an anti-insurgency campaign. We stopped focusing on killing al-Qaeda and started focusing on killing the Taliban. And everything changed. Our mission changed. Mission creep set in. And once again, we put our men and women in uniform in a position of, instead of doing what we trained them to do, go into a country, kill the enemy, meet your objective, come home, of rebuilding a country that wasn't even built in the first place.
I'm actually less interested to hear about specific troop numbers, per se. I actually want to hear, as the senator talked about, what is the clarity of mission? Because quite honestly, for, you know, while we might look at 10,000 or 20,000 and think that's a paltry number, to the commanders on the ground, that's a brigade or two or five that they have less to actually execute the mission. So if the mission is still going to be counterinsurgency, having five less brigades to execute a counterinsurgency is a significant number.
Coming up, more on the president's plan for Afghanistan here in the Countdown.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through July 5th, save $30 on our Road Trip Ready maintenance package that includes an oil change and vehicle alignment. Plus, save on all Michelin tires, including an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 tires. Special financing available. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 7/5 to 7/9.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we have everyday low prices on the parts and accessories you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any local auto parts store's price on any like item. We have the parts you need at prices you can be sure of. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Sarah Johnson, military wife and mother.
My husband is the one serving, but I'm in charge of everything else. But don't get me wrong, I'm very proud of him and what he's doing in Afghanistan, but it's tough, emotionally and financially. Thank God for the VFW Military Assistance Program. They stepped in, made some house payments, and allowed my husband to concentrate on keeping our country safe. I am the new VFW.
It's who we are. It's what we do. To join, log on to VFW.org.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show from CNN, Suzanne Malveau, here with Pentagon correspondent Chris Lawrence. They focus on what the drawdown would mean to our troops and to our relationship with the Taliban.
A lot of Americans want out. What is the plan for ending this country's longest-running war?
First off, Suzanne, to keep the Taliban from coming back into the population centers in the south and redirect some of the forces to the east where it's been undermanned. Let me flip that question around and tell you what the Taliban's goals are for the rest of this year. If you look at the orange area here, not all attacks are created equal. The Taliban attacks in the north are meant to distract the coalition forces, to pull resources away. Down here in the south, that's where the surge has pushed the Taliban out to the fringes. Their goal is to try to retake control of some of these areas, regain influence. To the east is where you've got the Haqqani network. A little bit further to the northeast is where you have some Al-Qaeda cells. They stage those high-profile attacks that we've seen in Kabul. So if you flip that question around, the U.S. goal is to stop the Taliban from doing many of these actions.
And Chris, we're told that the drawdown schedule is going to allow for 2 more fighting seasons. What does that mean?
It's a good question. You know, when you look at Afghanistan, mountainous. Winters can be very, very harsh. During the winter, hard for helicopters to fly, hard to get through some of those roads. Fighting dies down. Also, the Taliban's money is really coming from the poppy harvest, the opium. So that is harvested in the spring. The Taliban, a lot of their fighters are tied up in that harvest through about May or so. And then as that harvest comes out in June, the fighters come back out, they start to fight, And it also provides them the money that they use to fund some of their fight.
And, Chris, Americans have paid dearly for this war. Blood, money, all of this, the resources. How much are we talking?
It's amazing. I mean, when you look at the casualties, it's just stunning. When you look back in 2001, when we had a very limited presence in Afghanistan, the numbers are almost the same, even up to 2008, for 7 years. And then, as we put the surge in, as we start taking the fight to the Taliban, they spike to over 300. Then last year, almost 500 troops, the deadliest year of the war. It's also, as we put more troops in, it's gotten a lot more expensive. We're now spending more than $2 billion a week to fight the war in Afghanistan. It's why some are calling for a reduced presence there, saying the war on this scale is unaffordable.
Talk host Bob Del Giorno with CBS military analyst Jeff McCausland next about the military's reaction to the president's plan to draw down the troop strength in Afghanistan.
As a military man, how's it fit with you?
I think it's just okay. I mean, we're walking a fine line here. There has been some suggestion that Mr. Gates and some of the generals, perhaps, Petraeus, had wanted the option that they had talked about of about 5,000 troops, make that reduction a bit slower. But I certainly think this is, from the talks I've had, an option that the uniformed military can support. I think we have to understand that we've been involved in this war for 10 years. We have made a good deal of progress in blunting the momentum of the Taliban. We have to also remember that this war was really all about Al-Qaeda, and the president talked about that in his speech in 2009, that our mission there is to disrupt and defeat Al-Qaeda. And, of course, we've got a lot of more evidence that we're making good progress there with the killing of bin Laden and the intelligence we gathered. And finally, as you suggested a moment ago, Bob, I mean, the American people fully realize this costing us about $11 billion a month. Money that could well be spent other places here in the United States taking care of the large economic problems that we have.
Well, obviously, money is so important what this war is costing. And on the other hand, it's costing our service members lives. You know, the last count yesterday, 4,400 now in this 10-year war, and including Iraq, those figures right away. So with the American people wanting more, how does this who does the president listen to when he's getting advised? The military or what the American people want?
Well, that's the tough job of being the president. You're the guy that only has to decide, and you've got to strike a balance between what you're being told, in this case by the uniformed military, while at the same time you've got to pay attention to your responsibilities to the American public. And he also knows full well that he's got to keep an eye on his allies, that if the United States moves too quickly, we're going to see a rush to the exit by the Europeans. And then finally, at least, we're trying to calibrate this withdrawal so we maintain pressure on the Taliban so they have some reason to enter into meaningful discussions on reconciliation and a political solution. If you move too fast, then it's going to be look like you're going to be pulling out rapidly, and they have no incentive to come to the negotiating table in a meaningful way. And so that's the balance and the very fine line I think the president's trying to walk here.
So is the issue if we withdraw too many troops too soon, we might give the Taliban an opportunity to regain the controls? I think the figure that I got yesterday is we've eliminated about 25% of the country. Is that the issue? We don't want to pull out too many too soon.
That's exactly right. We want to maintain the pressure on the Taliban so they will, in fact, negotiate while at the same time paying some respect to the fact that we think the Afghan National Security Forces can start taking control. And that'll be, to me, a key thing to watch. If the Afghan forces can be successful in the provinces they're taking control of, now, albeit those are ones that have a pretty stable situation at the moment, if they're able to hold that, then that will be a positive sign that they can start taking more responsibility, and of course the U.S. can begin a greater downturn.
Up next, we shift to the focus of the presidential race. Latest entrant John Huntsman, and he's good, bad, thumbs up or thumbs down on the countdown next.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, call 800-409-5633, or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio and talk television, your thoughts, 800-510-8255. A lot of good information can be had by going to the countdown box at DougStefan.com. Here's host Jimmy Cefalo with Mark David from Politico.com about John Huntsman, who many are saying is just too moderate to get the Republican nod.
Is he too moderate? Because he's got some views, like, for example, he's pro-civil union and things like that. Is he too moderate for the hardcore right end of the Republican base?
He's actually a pretty much a mainstream conservative, except for a couple of issues, which you mentioned, that could cause him trouble, particularly civil unions as it relates to gay couples.
Right.
A few other issues on cap and trade, the energy legislation.
Right.
He's actually renounced his previous support, so he's already backtracking a bit here. It remains to be seen whether he's too moderate or not.
Yeah, you know, it seems, and there's thought that the Obama administration gave him the job of ambassador to China because they wanted to keep him out of the possibility of running for the presidency. They think he'll be a terrific mainstream candidate who might give them more problems during the general election. But getting past the nomination is the real problem for John Huntsman, I think.
I think his biggest advantage is the weaknesses of his rivals, whether it's Mitt Romney, with whom he actually shares a lot. There's a lot of commonalities there.
Yeah.
Tim Pawlenty, several of the others. It may be that kind of year where somebody somewhat unconventional can break through. Again, that remains to be seen.
Yeah. He says he's going to run a civil campaign. I'm not sure, David. It just seems to me that this is going to be one nasty presidential campaign coming up.
Right. Candidates always say they want to run a clean civil campaign.
Yeah.
Doesn't often work out that way, nor should it necessarily. Campaigns are about drawing differences and distinctions between the candidates. So I'd be surprised if it lasts long, if he even gets that far in the primary field.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you think about it, he and Romney, you're right, have so much in common. They're both Mormon, both children of very wealthy men. So they really do have a lot in common. I'm just wondering if there's a distinction between them that can be raised.
I'd say the biggest distinction is just personal style. Huntsman is somebody who's much more comfortable meeting voters, being himself, authentic. With Romney, you often get the sense that he's trying to just tell people what they want to hear. That's not to say Huntsman isn't a politician as well, but having interviewed him several times, he seems to have a clearer idea about what he stands for and is more consistent on his stance.
Talk host Sean Rima, again, focusing on Huntsman and how his experience as ambassador to China might come in handy.
John Huntsman, he's a rich kid. His daddy was a billionaire businessman, one of the more prominent members or families within the Utah Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He's also a high school dropout, and he's a Harley rider, and used to play in rock bands. And I guess legislatively, he's kind of a moderate dude. He's a moderate dude who economically supports basic conservative values, but he's supported things like gay marriage, which, man, if you're a Mormon, wow. No offense, but the Mormons, they hate gay marriage, man. I think they hate all kinds of marriage, to be honest with you, but they really hate gay marriage. I'm kidding. No, I'm not. So he tends to be, you know, I guess on some social issues, tends to be a little bit more moderate. I guess the appeal for a guy like this coming forward is that he's an unknown guy, so he doesn't have a lot of baggage, political baggage. He's not some guy like Anthony Weiner, who you up to his controversial resignation, you know, was in the news all the time. Nobody's seen this guy. Nobody knows about this guy. Not really. Although he was very, very popular in his home state. 75% of the vote to be a reelected governor, that's pretty rare as a political phenomenon. He speaks Mandarin. So, you know, he can wheel and deal with the Chinese as far as our trillion-dollar bar tab that we have with that country that's probably going to sink us at some point, turn us into the Great Mall of China.
Up next, we are listening to some of the other Republican candidate discussions on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there on your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Aaron, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called SafeLight right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call SafeLight 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. As the countdown continues, we stay with John Huntsman for a few more minutes. Mike McConnell on his program talks about Huntsman and Romney and whether most Americans are willing to vote for a Mormon.
The number of Americans who said they won't vote for a Mormon was surprisingly high, given the fact that this is 2011 as opposed to 1911. And the focus of this has been primarily on Republicans because there are two Republican Mormons in the race. So surprised that the number of Republicans who said they would not vote for a Mormon, 18%, so close to one in five Republicans said they would not vote for a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. About the same proportion of independents said they would not vote for a Mormon. And I think independent, for some reason, I tend to think of people who like to at least think of themselves as more open-minded. But still, they wouldn't vote for a Mormon, at least one-fifth of them. And then the surprise was the Democrats, who I think those who are in the corner of progressive would seem to consider themselves, I think, the most open-minded of all. Well, 27% of them wouldn't vote for a Mormon. So they're the least likely of any group to vote for a Mormon. I don't know why. I don't know real negative things about Mormons, except they tend to have screwy liquor laws. If you've been in Salt Lake City or Utah, they've got some strange liquor laws. You can't make heads or tails out of them. Maybe we're afraid they're going to take the entire country and put them on 3-2 beer. I don't know. Beyond that, I don't have a problem with Mormons. 22% of voters said if their party nominated a Mormon, they would not vote for that candidate. 76% said they would. Did the poll, about a week and a half ago, 1,000 different adults across the country. They said the finding is worrisome to the campaign of Mitt Romney, obviously, considered to be the leader in the GOP race, with about a 20 to 25% support for the members who are a factor, the numbers who are a factor. John Huntsman is set to formally declare his presidency. In fact, he did. And now they say one generation's prejudice can be a barrier that was surmounted by John F. Kennedy back in the 1960s. I mean, I'm just curious. What do you, and some are not you, this is a big generic you, based on this, about 20% of this audience or 25% of the people out there wouldn't vote for a Mormon. There's got to be something you would fear a Mormon might do if elected. I'm curious what you're thinking it might be. And maybe you're right. Maybe it'd be a horrible idea when I'm doubting it. Being somewhat facetious, but if you have a problem with it, what would your problem be?
From CBS News, Whit Johnson here. The discussion is about the different ways the current crop of candidates have chosen to make their initial announcements.
In these early stages of a presidential race, it's all about name recognition. For some of the lesser-known candidates, their formal announcement is their first real shot at gaining serious national exposure, and their first impression can make or break a campaign.
I'm John Huntsman, and I'm running
to seek the office
of president.
In a crowded field of like-minded politicians, what you say in your announcement to run for president may not be as important as where you say it.
What we now need is leadership.
On Tuesday, it was John Huntsman's turn. The former Utah governor turned U.S. ambassador to China stood flanked between two fluttering American flags with the iconic Statue of Liberty as a backdrop. The fledgling campaign was trying to go big, invoking the image of Ronald Reagan, who, back in 1980, kicked off his general election campaign in the very same Liberty State Park.
We will make America great again.
So Huntsman has to be who he is, even though he knows he's, by comparison, a pale reflection of Ronald Reagan.
When Mitt Romney made his announcement,
"We love America. We believe in America."
He chose, strategically speaking, not in Massachusetts, where he was governor, or in Michigan, where he launched his 2008 campaign, but rather in New Hampshire. It's the nation's first primary state, a state he previously lost to John McCain, and still a key battleground if Romney wants to win the nomination. Lesser-known former Minnesota governor Tim Pawlenty took a similar approach.
We're going to need a new and better president.
Trying to lay down his marker in the nation's first caucus state of Iowa. And then there's Newt Gingrich.
I hope you'll decide to join me.
He went for the affordable and hip venue known as social media with a tweet and a link to his official announcement video.
The announcement matters for one candidate, ultimately. It's important for the winner.
I stand before you today to announce my candidacy for president of the United States of America.
Which for now still leaves this speech by a junior senator from Illinois on a frigid February day in 2007 as the one to beat.
And Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann has made her intentions to run very clear, but is expected to make her formal announcement next week. For other big names like Texas Governor Rick Perry and former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, the waiting game continues.
Up next, we shift to a controversy in New York, where a group is protesting the name of a new street honoring 9/11 firefighters. That's up next here on The Countdown.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Dr. Ken and Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Natron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years, serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Natron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATREN, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the low country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three less things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Countdown show running on all eight cylinders. Doug Steffen here. Moving into another countdown discussion from Brooklyn this week. A street's been renamed Seven in Heaven Way to honor seven firefighters who died on September 11th. Some atheists are claiming the sign violates the separation of church and state. My God. Here's Joe Crummy talking to Ken Bronstein, president of New York Atheists, about his complaint.
In the Red Hook section of Brooklyn, a street known as Seven in Heaven Way was officially dedicated, and it was right outside the firehouse where firefighters once served, seven of them. The ceremony was attended by a bunch of firefighters and city leaders and some of the widows of the fallen men. And that went up over the weekend, and almost immediately there was a challenge to it. Atheists don't like the sign because it refers to heaven. And this is on city property, and I'm assuming they're making a separation of church and state argument. We're going to talk about that with Ken Bronstein, who is the president of the New York City Atheists, who joins us on the phone right now. Ken, welcome to the show.
And thank you for inviting me.
Let me ask you this. Let me quote one of your compatriots here, David Silverman, president of American Atheists. I think he said this, that all memorials for fallen heroes should celebrate the diversity of our country. May I ask you why, if we're going to celebrate the diversity and all of these seven are into heaven, why can't we celebrate that as part of the diversity?
Well, first I want to make a statement. The atheist community, New York City atheists and the American atheists, we have no problem in recognizing, honoring, remembering any and all 9/11 heroes. That's not the question that we're discussing.
All right.
What we're discussing here is a, as you said before, the separation of church issue. And in specifically, it's opposition that there should be no religious signage or display in what's called the public space. That could be government buildings, it could be courts, it could be parts in school. And we don't want crosses on the side of roads that they have. We don't want even the image of the Ten Commandments. So this is the overall position of where we're coming from, and that we'd like to do that. I just want to bring that focus in.
Okay, fair enough. But let me bring you back to what Silverman said, that memorials for fallen heroes should celebrate the diversity of our country. Well, if we are celebrating the diversity, then why can't we celebrate the diversity and put up a sign about seven guys and then their families who would prefer to think of them as, straight to heaven? What's the problem?
There's the problem. You just stated the problem, heaven. That's part of the religious signage.
But, I get that. But, isn't that also part of our diversity? Some people are into it. Some people are not.
Let me again state what I just said. It's our position there should be no religious signage in public space. If you want to do it in private property, that's all well and good. But the minute you start putting in talking about heaven or hell, or you talk about Christ, or you talk about God, you have now crossed that line.
Right, so that trumps that thing about diversity then, right? That would trump your zeal for it.
You can talk about diversity. You just don't have to bring the religious aspect in.
Well, the city can't talk about it.
Yeah, you could, if you want to put it on public property, fine, all well and good. But don't put it in the public space.
Well, no, wait a minute. You can't put it in public property. That's what you're talking about, right?
I cannot use any of the thing like heaven. I have no problem. We have no problem putting a sign honoring these people.
I don't want to quibble, but I mean, if you put the sign on a public firehouse, would that bother you?
Yes.
Right.
That's public property.
Right. So on a private property.
Excuse me. Yeah. If I put that sign, I a lot of other signs. I'll take you right to the end.
Mm-hmm.
The sign I would like to see, and I think would be a better sign, is, for example, we remember the 7/9/11. There's also a problem with the sign. People can walk by there and may not even understand where it's from and why. I think that what I mentioned, which was a very fine sign, would be, and we would favor this, we remember the 7/9/11. Just take the word heaven out.
Talk host Outlaw Dave talking to some of his callers about the 7 in Heaven Street sign in New York and whether they think it's a violation of the separation of church and state.
Shelley, we were talking about some atheist up in New York that had issue with the 7 in Heaven Way, the dedication of the street to honor the fallen firefighters. Are they right or are they wrong?
I say they're wrong, and last time I checked, it was a free country, and they can move anywhere they like. They don't have to live there.
Right. They can move somewhere else, right?
That's right.
All right, Stephen, some atheist having an issue. I got called on the carpet earlier for saying the atheist. It's like, we're not all organized, Dave. This guy doesn't speak for all of us. So some atheist have issue claiming that there is no separation of church and state, and then the further assertion that they've equated heroism with Christianity. Your thoughts?
Yeah, the reason, one of the things I wanted to say is if the atheists feel that way, then he should give all of his money to me because it says, in God we trust. And he don't want that evil stuff anyway. When I was in the Vietnam War, we went over and picked up a secret bomb or something from Indonesia, and we were led through a minefield going flank speed. And there was a lot of atheists on our ship. In fact, there was a guy that actually tore up a Bible. But it was amazing. When we went through that minefield going flank speed, they were on the ground. They were on the deck praying to God, their maker. And, you know, like I always said to people, you show me an atheist and I'll show you a damn liar. Because when it comes down to beating your maker, they know there's somebody up there.
I hear that often on the battlefield there are no atheists.
Yeah, that's true.
I like that, though. You atheists, all of you atheists, give me your money. It says in God you trust on it. You can't have that. I'll take it. Better give it to me than the government.
Tacos, Jeff Prescott here with Bob Tiernan, who's an attorney for the group Freedom From Religion, about the 7 in Heaven Way controversy in New York.
I'm sure you've received a lot of flack from the New Yorkers, especially because this issue is so near and dear to their hearts. I'm not sure they're even listening to you. But tell us about the outgrowth of what your objection is.
Well, I'm not objecting to it. I mean, there's an atheist group in New York City that's objecting to it. I'm in Denver. But their objection to it is that it crosses a line between separation of church and state, that the government is putting up a sign that says people go to heaven. And that's not appropriate. Maybe they'll go to heaven and maybe they'll not. But I don't think the government ought to be involved in whether they go to heaven or not.
Well, you know, here in San Diego, I mean, we have this controversy over the Mount Soledad cross, which verges on an opinion from the Supreme Court, even though the people who defend it say it's a war memorial. But nonetheless, people people see it as a cross, and they are you threatened by this type of language? Is the group threatened by the word heaven? I mean, there is separation of church and state, but considering it was 9/11 and the seminal moment.
9/11 is no different than anything else. People die in wars. People died in 9/11. We bombed people and killed them in Iraq. People die in car crashes. People die in plane crashes. It's unfortunate. But there's nothing special about 9/11 that should make an exception to the Constitution.
Okay, as we continue, religion still the focus. Controversy over NBC's fiddling with the Pledge of Allegiance. Up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We have talk radio and talk television still focusing on that NBC omission of the words under God. Actually, they edited some other things out of the Pledge of Allegiance before the U.S. Open last weekend. It didn't run once. It ran twice. Host Wendy Griffith talked to Jordan Sekulow from the American Center for Law and Justice, who says that NBC has made things worse with their so-called apology.
NBC did apologize, but you say it's too little too late. What should NBC do to make up for this?
You know, it's unbelievable. In this apology, the one on air and then the written statement, they never even say what they did wrong. So during the whole broadcast, the final day of the U.S. Open, where people are watching around the world, and this was a great way to show America to the world. And that opening, if you take out the fact that they took out deleted under God, would have been a very patriotic expression. But when they deleted under God and then they apologized 3 hours later, they never said what words were removed, what words were edited out. And so during that whole broadcast, they never uttered the word or words under God. This was a deliberate decision by NBC, which means you can't just say, oh, we're sorry people noticed and got upset about it. We demand to know two things. Why on earth did you think you could edit out throughout the entire Pledge of Allegiance under God and not have that notice when you have millions of people watching the final day of the U.S. Open? And number two, who approved this at NBC? I mean, who actually sat there and said, you know what? We're going to cut under God from the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody watching this right now who thinks, you know, we get mocked sometime for saying that our Judeo-Christian heritage is under attack. Who needs the ACLU or Freedom From Religion Foundation when you've got the NBC sports team?
Wow. You actually say this is selective patriotism. Yeah. What do you mean by that?
Well, listen, if you're not an American and you saw that opening, it seems great. I'd say, oh, okay, this is something about America. You know, as a viewer for the first time, maybe overseas, you're saying, this is very patriotic. We've got our men and women who are serving, young people in the classroom. But it doesn't fully capture what we're about. It's false advertising. That's not the full Pledge of Allegiance, and you wouldn't know that unless you are a U.S. citizen. And, you know, so I think it is selective patriotism. That's what we see on the left. They will say they are, and the secular groups, the anti-religion groups. I mean, we're not talking about one nation under Christ. This is one nation under God. Think about God Save the Queen in the UK, or O Canada, which mentions God, or Saudi Arabia's flag, which says Allah on it in Arabic. We're talking about a very ecumenical, generic reference to a higher power. It's part of our heritage. It's never offended anyone. It doesn't offend anyone. But NBC will bow down to political correctness and give you their version of the pledge, which is what we hear from the left all the time. Because under God was added in 1954, it really shouldn't be there. But the Pledge of Allegiance has actually been changed 5 times over U.S. history, and this has been the pledge since the 1950s.
Hosts Jay Morris, Jim McKenney, and Sean Patrick talked about what NBC's apology may mean.
They deliberately took it out.
Well, he says that it was regrettably it was edited out. I'm not
sure.
Yes,
well, then edited out would mean that they took it out, which means on purpose.
It may have been. Is it possible in any universe that there
was an oversight? That the only words that were edited out of the Pledge of Allegiance were the words under and God?
I guess for time's sake, maybe because they have so much more golf to do.
So far, CBS has not said that they deliberately did this. They said they apologized that it was edited out. That to me doesn't scream that this was our plan. It says, regrettably, a portion, and it says regrettably. So if this was their decision to do it, then you can't say, you know, regrettably.
Regrettably,
a portion of the Pledge of Allegiance that was in that feature was edited out. It was not done to upset anyone, and we'd like to apologize to those of you who were offended by it.
Apparently, there were a lot of people.
That to me doesn't say that they deliberately did this.
But you can say that. Oh, you know, they regrettably. This is the same network that interrupted a National Football League game for Heidi.
Yeah,
and said regrettably we made the wrong decision.
So we're going back to 1968.
As you can see, this conspiracy's
been brewing for a long time.
Just because they say it's like when you say with all due respect, and then you rip somebody apart. I said with all due respect. It's that same thing. Well, we said we regretted. The decision, somebody at NBC made that decision. Somebody had to. Because they didn't just go, oh, let's take under God out of there. In fact, let's just take every third word out of the Pledge of Allegiance.
Well,
let's just do that.
I just got to say, Jay, that I mean, you're presuming that this is deliberate. There's nothing in the article to say it was deliberate. And when you say it with such certainty, when you say it is fact, I mean, it seems like you're sort of, you know, making the situation to conform around your preconceived idea that this is deliberate slight by NBC because apparently it's good business for them, good financial business to offend every Christian in the country. To say that they deliberately did this, I mean, you're really making a leap of faith there.
Pardon the pun.
Well, but I mean, I can't presume that this was deliberate, and I would see that they apologized regrettably a portion. I don't see that they deliberately.
All due respect.
Well, old Jay, I mean, I've done a lot of stuff with, you know, editing as you know and what I do here, and I'd be lying if I said I hadn't made a mistake. Or, I mean, how many times has it happened accidentally? Maybe I clipped something on a sports update.
I mean, it happens when you put stuff together.
So the idea that that NBC's, that there's some stonecutters cabal that's sitting in some dark room. Guys, this is how we're warming up for the war on Christmas this year. We're gonna purposely, you know, offend everybody, including our sponsors and so forth. I don't see the evidence here that this was deliberate.
As I continue to instruct you in the right ways of using this program, I do it lovingly. Check out a lot of the details of the stories at the countdown box on DougStephan.com.